Good morning, Chris. It's been a week, and a lot's been going on. Well, where do you want to start? This is interesting. It's kind of breaking this morning, but I think you're probably on top of it because it gets into something you've been writing about. Apparently, there's some contention concerning the mayor's primary, the Democratic primary in Bridgeport, in which Joe Ganim won, but the reason he won was he had a 3-1, 4-1 margin in absentee votes.
Yeah, it's it should be of interest to everybody because we have a Secretary of State in Connecticut, Denise Merrill, who wants to prohibit the public from having access to voter registration information. She says she's concerned about individual privacy, but you can't investigate election fraud unless you have access to the voter registration data that we've had in Connecticut all the time. You need the names, birth dates, and addresses of electors. An elector is a state office created in the Constitution. You don't have to be an elector. You volunteer for it, and you do lose a little privacy when you become an elector. You participate in the government anyway. Secretary Merrill has been proposing legislation for some time to prohibit public access to voter registration data. And, of course, the Hearst newspapers, the Connecticut Post, just exposed a lot of voter fraud in the Bridgeport Democratic primary. The newspapers were able to do that only because they have access now under the
law really?
Voter registration data. You cut that off and we would not have found out about the voter fraud in Bridgeport. The Hearst papers found that unregistered people voted in the primary. People who were not Democrats voted in the primary. Felons and parolees who are not supposed to vote voted in the primary. Elderly people complained that Ganim supporters coerced them into voting for absentee, voting by absentee.
Right.
For Ganim, absentee ballots were sent to people who didn't request them.
Jeez.
The registrars do sloppy record keeping in Bridgeport, that there's many inaccurate birth dates in the records, and the dates of the receipt of absentee ballots were wrong. And yet for years, our Secretary of the State has been saying, oh, there's so little voter fraud in Connecticut, there's nothing to worry about. I think the Democrats there are really worried about finding out that illegal immigrants are registering to vote. It wouldn't surprise me if they are. I don't know that they are, but then the secretary doesn't know either because she doesn't want to find out. But she does want to prohibit the public from being able to expose voter fraud, as the Hearst papers did this week.
So Chris, if you're in, you know, the media, if you're a newspaper reporter, TV reporter, whatever you are, if you sit there, would you then, as she would like it, apply for an FOI, Freedom of Information, to get that information?
If the secretary had her way, this information would be concealed. It would not be subject to the Freedom of Information Law.
Oh, my.
The Connecticut Post people, the Hearst newspaper people, were able to get a list of everybody who voted by absentee in Bridgeport, and then the reporters went around talking to these people and looking for them, and found all the improprieties. Well, that is a right and an ability that the Secretary of the State, as of now, wants to take away from us to prevent us from discovering voter fraud in Connecticut.
Chris, I remember the gubernatorial race a couple of years ago. And I think all of a sudden, you know, it was a lot of people didn't vote. There weren't enough ballots. Denise Merrill says, well, that was just, you know, kind of a mistake by the board of whatever, of elections down there. And da, da, da. But, I mean, the fact was that race wasn't decided for like 2 hours, 3 hours after the polls closed because, I guess, apparently they said there weren't enough ballots. So people filled those out. I mean, it's just Bridgeport's been a mess. Other cities as well?
Yeah, there's been major problems in the election process in both Bridgeport and New Haven in recent years. And the problem you mentioned there in the gubernatorial election a few years ago, I have no reason to believe that that was anything but just
incompetence,
a failure print enough ballots. But you know, we're talking here about ineligible people voting and votes being coerced out of the elderly, and this kind of stuff cannot be investigated by the public unless the voter registration data is public and the Secretary of the State wants to pass a law that will prevent us from exposing voter fraud.
Well, also you can read at journalinquirer.com, Chris's latest work. Kind of a surprise in some of the primaries, I think, in that, you know, Ned Lamont, forgive me, but where, you know, the mayor of Hartford was basically reelected, to tell you the truth. You know, New Haven, Bridgeport. I mean, some of these things were surprising to a lot of people in white minority cities.
Yeah, some people were grousing that white guys got elected, or at least got nominated by the Democratic primary in cities where minorities are dominant. I didn't think that was so unusual. You had reasons for voting for the white guy, Mayor Bronin in Hartford. One of his major opponents was a crook, corrupt in office in New Haven. The incumbent, Tony Harp, is black, and she just had an 11% tax increase, and there was lots of incompetence in the city government there in the last year that the newspapers there had reported. It wasn't so surprising that Justin Elliker won in New Haven. It's only to the credit of those cities that they can put competence and integrity above ethnicity every once in a while.
Exactly. And the other thing, just very quickly, it still continues as to where we are on the prepared meals tax. But, you know, what's your read on this? You know, you were thinking, and then what you wrote about, was the fact that he took a lot of heat. Themyscira, I think even on our air, was kind of talking about it. You know, was it unfair to pin this on Lamont?
Well, he was certainly part of it. He signed the tax provision. The governor and the Democrats who wanted it were dissembling about it, and now they've solved the problem by deciding to have the tax commissioner reconstrue the statute without amending it through legislation, which may be done the governor dissembled about this. First, he defended it, and then, you know, said they were misinterpreting it. Look, the Democrats in the state always want more money. Now, there may be good purposes or bad purposes, but, you know, that's the prevailing rule.
All right. And then there was the toll thing, but we won't get into that, Chris. Hey, it's always great to talk to you. Please look him up, journalinquirer.com. That's journalinquirer.com. Chris, talk to you next week.
Thanks, Ray.
All right, buddy. 727 WTIC.